Welcome to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. During the month of November 2010, Radio Curious associate producer Janet Mendel and I were in Argentina. We were drawn there to represent Radio Curious at the 10th International Congress of the World Association of Community Broadcasters, known as AMARC. AMARC is a network of more than 4,000 community radio stations in more than 100 countries. Founded in 1983, AMARC's goal is to democratize the media sector. AMARC advocates for the right to communicate at the international, national, local, and neighborhood levels. It defends and promotes the interests of the community radio movement through global solidarity, networking, and cooperation. The 10th AMARC Congress was held near Buenos Aires, Argentina, during the second week of November 2010, with 500 delegates representing 86 countries. In addition to presenting a workshop in Spanish on interviewing skills, Janet and I interviewed conference delegates from several different countries. In this edition of Radio Curious, the first in a series about local community radio around the world, we visit with Fadi Abuzada, a community radio activist in Palestine, and AHM Balzar Rahman, the CEO of the Bangladesh NGO's Network for Radio and Communication. Fadi Abuzada, welcome to Radio Curious.
Thank you so much.
So we're here in La Plata, Argentina, at the World Congress of Community Radio Broadcasters. Can you tell me about your work with the Palestine News Network in Palestine, your home in Bethlehem?
Yes, I'm living in Bethlehem, and this is where the radio is, and it was established in 2002. It was the time when I went back to Palestine. I was outside studying and working, and with a colleague of mine, Daoud Kuttab, in Amman, Jordan, we created the first internet Arabic radio in the Arab world. So then I felt it's a time for Palestine. And this was the start. And when I went back, there was a huge chaos for the radio stations in Palestine. And what I mean in that, most of the local radio stations have no ability, because of the financial issue and the political situation, to have newsroom, editors, reporters, all equipment needed. So for getting the news, they were plugged into CNN Arabic, BBC Arabic, Al Jazeera, all kind of other media outlets, which is not Palestinian source of news for me. So the first step was I wanted to be the Palestinian source of news for my local radios.
So what is the news that you seek to publish?
Usually, because the hard news is always there, we have to report it, but like it's a secondary news for us, not for any reason, but because it's a very hard daily life situation for people, and they like have enough problems, so we try to get them the positive news, the successful stories, anything gets them hope that they could continue and begin another day.
Can you give us an example of some of the recent stories that you have reported?
Yes. There was, for example, a little village of Bethlehem called Al-Masara. It was almost taken by the Israelis for building the wall. So people couldn't know what to do and what to work and how to survive. But there was a very successful story done by women. They are a group of 8 women, and they begin doing honey and selling it to
making honey from bees?
Yes. And they created by themselves everything, every little piece, by themselves, and they begin selling it to the village people and the Bethlehem area. But we did a huge program about them, and we went there and lived a whole day there. And when we reported, there is like a habit between Palestinians, you know, if this is a Palestinian product and it's really helped those people, we will all buy from them. So they are expanding really more, and they really succeed into getting bigger and bigger and taking care of their families. And this is unique because it's out of the Arab culture where women is taking care of their families and taking care of their men, even.
And not being involved in business.
Exactly.
Are the people who buy the honey from these women, are any of them Israelis?
It could be, because like if you send it with another woman in Jerusalem, for example, to sell there, Jerusalem is... It's like a main road, and on the right side is the old city where the Arab side is, and the left side is Israel. So it could be.
So how do you see the resolution of the conflict between Palestine and Israel?
I believe there is hundreds of solutions, not only one solution, but I don't feel that people are still, or they are really willing to have peace. Many solutions. The only need of us is having peace, and it's not really now the Palestinian-Israeli conflict alone. It's like the whole world one. It's like regional. So the conflict is affecting by other countries, whether from the Israeli side or for the Palestinian side. So it's getting even difficult.
You were describing that there are hundreds of ways that there could be peace.
Okay.
What would be some of the examples of those many ways?
Yes. The conflict is not for the Israeli people or the Israeli, all the Israelis. It's only about the occupation issue. So I met with a lot of Israeli media people, and we have established like a Facebook, for example, to promote peace journalism and exchange some stories to, because I want to make sure that the Israelis know the other side of Palestinians, like about cultural life, about sports, about economy, about everything. It's not just a conflict place. There is lives for both sides there, and we wanted to get to know each other more, because the end result will be we're neighbors forever. No one will leave. So we have to begin working on that together and letting people know more each other.
I'm familiar with a group of women, Christian, Muslim, and Israeli women, who meet in Jerusalem once a week and work together.
Yes.
Do you know about that group?
I know, and I know about other groups as well who's meeting next month in religious people from Christians, Muslims, and Jews. They are meeting in Istanbul, in Turkey. And these circles are getting really bigger because, like, I am 35, but the conflict is 62 years old, and it's everybody feels that it's really enough. We're all fed up from it. So we need to find our ways, whether personals or groups or...
If I interpret what you're saying correctly, you're suggesting that it be a one-on-one communication between the Muslims, Jews, and Christians.
Yeah, because it's for me, it's not really a religious conflict, I believe. So if the religious people who are symbols for their people begin meets and talk about the conflict and that they want peace and they will promote it, people will take it easier and they will follow these groups.
So it's a territorial or an occupational conflict where the homes can be lived in by the Palestinians and the Jews?
I believe so.
More so than a religious conflict?
This is how I believe. It's like part of the political game that going around the whole world. It's not just Palestine. It's related to Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Iran, and other countries. So,
well, there's some talk in the United States, and more than some, that the issue in Iraq and Afghanistan is over access to oil, which is still a territorial control.
Yes, it could be, and... It's really affecting wherever there is another conflict around the world, because the states, for example, in their point of view, at least they have to to take care of all these countries. If there is a problems in Afghanistan and there is a delay on having an Iraqi government yet over after 6 months of the elections, this will delay the peace process, which is not really working well at all between Palestinians and Israelis. So the chances is going down, and we have to keep fighting for.
Do you have suggestions or thoughts on why the peace process is not working well?
Sometimes I, and this is a personal point of view, sometimes I believe because the Jewish lobby is still very strong in the United States. Other times I think because Israel is benefit from the continuing of the conflict in too many ways. Sometimes I believe both sides don't want a real peace. I don't know. I have no answer for this question, actually, because it's a mess since I born. So,
and then the other side of that question is, beyond what you were saying a few minutes ago on a one-to-one contact between Jews and Palestinians, do you have suggestions or thoughts on other forms of developing peace?
Yes, there is too many ways. Like I just mentioned, journalist group or media people, but it could be like economy group, young group, sports groups, which is already taking place actually between both sides. But and that's why I said the circles are getting bigger. So there is, yeah, too many levels.
And let's come back to the AMARC conference here in La Plata, Argentina. Can you share with us your impressions and what you learned this week?
Yes, the major point for me was getting more contacts of the other networks around the world, because this is very important to take my voice and my people's voice from the local level to the international level, and this is how I could get more attention from other communities to let them know more about Palestine, mm-hmm. which is like the main goal for being here.
And you say you are from Palestine. Is your passport Palestinian or is Israeli?
No, it's a Palestinian passport.
And that's issued by the
Palestinian Authority? Yes.
That's based within the territory that is recognized by some to be Israel?
Yes.
And recognized by others to be Palestine?
Yes.
Well, thank you for being with us, Fadi Abu Saada. And I'd like to ask you a couple of questions at closing. Okay. One is, do you remember a special moment, a eureka moment in your life where all of a sudden you realized something about how the world is or your experience is that you continue to follow?
Well, I'm very in a very special relation with a microphone. And the best moment in my life where I feel myself and what I really wanted to do is when the sun rises and I go to the station and catch the microphone and talk to my people. And this stuck always to me. I did it rarely now, but like I keep dreaming about it. And I still remember my work 15 years ago, and I still hear from people about what I was doing on air and things that were...
When you were 20 years old?
Yes.
And another question is, what would you like to do with the rest of your one special life?
I will continue dreaming and fighting for, if we will have a state, to be a liberal and democratic state with a unique constitution, because we are in the 21st century and it would be shame to continue with the old things and bad laws and the Arab cultures and the taboos that we have. So,
when you say a unique and democratic state, would that be of Palestine or Palestine and Israel and a newly formed government?
Yeah, I mean after peace agreement it should be Palestine, so I'm talking about Palestine.
And finally, is there a book that you could recommend to our listeners?
I recommend a movie which is released very soon, and it's showing now in the United States all over, The Little Town of Bethlehem. And it summarizes you the whole conflict, and it gives you all point of views, whether Jews, Israelis, Palestinians, Christians, Muslims, and it's really powerful to see it and learn more about the country. We want the Americans to pay more attention, not just to Palestine or the conflict, but the whole Middle East and what's going on out overseas. It's important.
Fadi Abu Sada, thank you very much for being with us on Radio Curious here in La Plata, Argentina.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
In this edition of Radio Curious, we're listening to interviews recorded at the 10th International Congress of the World Association of Community Broadcasters. We just heard a conversation with Fadi Abuzada, who is a community radio broadcaster in Palestine. You may contact or listen to his work at pnn.ps. That's Palestine News Network. It's available in English, German, Arabic, and French. Our next interview is with AHM Balzar Rahman. He's the chief executive officer of Bangladesh NGO's Network for Radio and Communication. The interview with him was also recorded in La Plata, Argentina, in the second week of November 2010. I'm Barry Vogel. This is Radio Curious.
AHM Bazlur Rahman from Bangladesh. Welcome to Radio Curious here in La Plata, Argentina.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about your community radio station, where it is, and the kind of programs that you broadcast.
Thank you. Basically, I come from Bangladesh and NGOs Network for Radio and Communication. Basically, Bangladesh and NGOs Network for Radio and Communication advocating with Bangladesh government to open up the community radio from last 12 years.
Have you had success in with the government opening up community radio?
Yes. After 12 years fighting, government has already declared community radio policy 2008, and under the policy, government now has already allowed 14 community radio stations all over the country in the first time of Bangladesh history. And now these community radio stations will on air within 3 months in Bangladesh.
What are the types of programs that you broadcast?
We have already designed, we will broadcast 4 type of program. Normally to educate the people, to provide the development information, edutainment, and also motivate development issues.
In the areas of education, what are the topics?
Yeah, you know, in our country, basically, we have a low literacy level. So that only radio can help in this matter. So, say, in terms of education, say, we will provide life and livelihood related education, health related education, reproductive education, climate change related education to our community. So that community can get this information and community enrich their life and livelihood through using this type of information.
The reproductive education, that would include birth control and child care?
Yes, reproductive health education cover all 13 areas, that means primary health care, diarrhea, regional diseases, HIV AIDS, EPI, that means expanded immunization like this, and also adolescent matter like this.
For our listeners who are not aware of where Bangladesh is located in the world, could you tell us, please?
Very nice question. Basically, Bangladesh is in middle of South Asia. Our neighbor country is in India, and also neighbor country in Nepal, Great Mountain Himalaya, and also Bay of Bengal. Normally, people know Bangladesh as a disaster-prone country. Every time we face a lot of disaster from our Bay of Bengal.
Can you tell us how your community radio has assisted with disaster relief?
Yes, regarding disaster, we normally divided by three types of activities through community radio. One is pre-disaster, another one is during disaster, and another one is post-disaster. So normally pre-disaster, we broadcast our precautionary activities like signal. In our country, we have a 10-number signal. So what type of signal, what can do community? Normally we provide this type of signal and preparedness. And during disaster, we normally provide the information, evacuation related information. And post disaster, normally we provide how they collect food, how they survive themselves like this.
Can you share with us your training and education and experience?
Yeah, I completed my master's degree in government and politics. And I come from one of the big island of Bangladesh named Bola Island. So that Bola Island people face normally in terms of communication and other things. So that I choose my career as a communication activist so that my island people can communicate very easily through using information and communication technologies. So that I started my career as a community radio advocate last 12 years. And now we form a community radio academy because, you know, in our country, government will allow more 100 community radio within the Millennium Development Goal Framework, MDG. And our government now running Digital Bangladesh process. Under the Digital Bangladesh process, government will allow by 2021 more 400 community radio. So that we need a lot of capacity building related training. We need a lot of knowledge. So that we create a community radio academy in Bangladesh. So our main task is to provide building capacity, to organize research and development, and to provide technical cooperation to the community radio initiator. So that my whole career dedicated to promoting community radio in Bangladesh.
What are the languages in which you transmit?
Normally in Bangladesh we have a Bangla language, so that we provide Bangla language, and we have a regional language also. So community radio normally use regional language also, side by side national language Bangla.
What is the population of Bangladesh?
Yes, Bangladesh is a population density country. Now we have a 15 million population in our country.
And what is the size of the nation, the area?
Area. Yes, Bangladesh is a mid-level country, like 50,000 square mile country.
AHM Bazlur Rahman from Bangladesh, I thank you very much for being with us on Radio Curious, and I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask. In your life experience, was there a time when you realized something, you said, aha, I just learned something new, either if you heard it or you saw it or you were thinking about something?
Yes, that's a very nice question. Basically, when I learned regarding community radio can save, community radio can educate the people, community radio can change the people's life. So that in year of the 1998, this was my new learning to introduce to community radio, because only community radio can ensure voices for the voiceless.
Voices for the voiceless. Another question. What would you like to do with the rest of your one precious life?
Okay. As an educator, mobilizer, as a worker, to persuade the people to the right way, right thing, right time.
And finally, is there a book or a movie that you could recommend to our listeners?
Yes. We need a cooperation. We need a cooperation, you listeners to Bangladeshi listeners, Bangladeshi listeners to your listeners. Cooperation in terms of, say, what is your lifestyle? Bangladeshi people want like to know. And also, Bangladeshi people, how they have life, maybe your listeners like to know. So we need a cooperation between your listeners and also Bangladeshi community radio listeners. That's the very helpful and also very effective. That's, I think, very good idea. And say, like song, like talk show, like panorama, like life and livelihood, like this.
And if people go to your website, they could hear your programming.
Yes. Normally, we maintain a website, and within 3 months, we will launch a 14 website of our community radio, so that your listeners group very easily to log our website.
Well, AHM Bazlar Rahman from the Bangladesh Network for Radio and Communication, thank you for being with us here on Radio Curious at the AMARC conference in La Plata, Argentina.
Thank you very much. We have all the time with your station and look forward to stay with your station from Bangladesh.
Thank you.
Very nice.
In this edition of Radio Curious, we visited with two participants at the 10th International Congress of Community Broadcasters that was held in La Plata, Argentina, November 7th through 11th. I interviewed Fadi Abuzada from Palestine. You may contact or listen to his work at pnn.ps. That's Palestine News Network. He recommended a movie, The Little Town of Bethlehem, released on April 17, 2010, by EGM Films. I also interviewed AHM Bazlar Rahman, who is the Chief Executive Officer of BNNRC, Bangladesh NGOs Network for Radio and Communications, in Bangladesh. Instead of recommending a book, he urged Radio Curious listeners to visit the website of Bangladesh Network for Radio and Communication, which is www.bnnrc.net. There are over 380 Radio Curious archive editions on our website at radiocurious.org, where all programs are free to download, copy, share, or rebroadcast as you wish. We'd like you to use the whole program and ask that you give credit to Radio Curious. You may also subscribe to our podcast and receive new programs as they are produced. Click the podcast link at radiocurious.org. Let us know if you need a CD. We can make one for you. The email is curious@radiocurious.org. Snail mail may be sent to Post Office Box 7, Ukiah, that's UKIAH, California, 95482. The phone is 707-462-6541. Christina Onnested is our associate producer. You've been listening to Radio Curious. I'm host and producer Barry Vogel. Thank you for joining us.